Please, the schedule for today scheduled is a work session, House Bill 2584, Senate Bill 722, House Bill 2010, House Bill 2732, 3520, 3283, Senate Bills 32194, House Bill 3508, and House Bill 2451. We now have presents. Five. We do?
We did.
Johnson's
where's
out.
Mannix? He's close by.
Rod was here.
Mannix?
We now have the required complement of 7 votes in order to do business. Being that House Bill 3508 is fresh in our minds, why don't we just move into a public or a work session on House Bill 3508?
Does the chair move 3508 to the floor? Would you pass recommendation?
Representative Sinceri moves House Bill 3508 to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, clerk, call roll. House Bill 3508.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Anderson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Aye. Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3508 is passed to the floor. Close the work session. House Bill 3508. Carry B, Representative Officer 1.
That's what I was going to say.
Just going to translate that for the...
Thank you. We will now, I think we probably want to wait for Representative Mannix on 2584.
And probably the next one.
So let's try a work session on House Bill 2010. Learned Councillor Dole.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2010 would allow the service before filing of civil claims and small claims in district courts. The bill with the -2 amendments would provide that the defendant has 14 days after receiving service to respond to the claim and requires a plaintiff to file the claim with the court within 30 days after service or after the defendant's response. The bill would impose sanctions under ORCP 17 in the event that the claim was served in bad faith.
Thank you, Councillor Dole. And we appreciate the letter you sent to the committee regarding your conduct last evening. We are...
But the videotape was...
Mr. Chair.
Yes, that was on fast forward. The committee will stand at ease until we have a seventh member.
Well, we're up 7 o'clock.
The committee will come out of ease. All right, we're back. Ill at ease? All right, we're back into it on House Bill 2010. Is there a discussion of House Bill 2010? Well... It's before us.
Move the bill, Mr. Mayor.
Representative Baum moves House Bill 2010 to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Yep.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
They're here on the railroad.
Chair Miller?
Excuse me? Votes aye. House Bill 2010 is passed to the floor. Yes. Close the work session. House Bill 2010. Volunteers. Representative Bell has volunteered to carry that bill, Council. Thank you very much. We'll open a work session. House Bill 2732. Learned.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2732 addresses the liability of charitable organizations. The bill would apply the same liability limitations which exist for public bodies under the Oregon Tort Claims Act to charitable organizations as defined by Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code. The -2 amendments which need to be adopted impose the liability limits only on non-economic damages and would not apply at all unless a charitable organization has insurance of the limits set within the bill.
Thank you, Council. Discussion, House Bill 2732. Discussion, House Bill 2732, Representative Baum. Representative Baum moves House Bill 2732 to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion.
Could you explain,
Representative Baum?
Maybe a little bit further, Representative Baum.
Oh, I'd just love to, Representative Baum. Thank you for that opportunity.
It looks kind of familiar just from the description.
Yes, Representative Edmondson.
The limits, the economic limit, the damages limits apply to non-economic damages, and then only if there is an insurance policy which indemnifies losses for that amount.
I think we had no objection to this in my recollection. We did such fine work on this, Representative Bauman, that even Charlie Williamson thought it was okay. Where is that?
I would have him speak for himself on issues of that kind. Although
He didn't stand up and die. He
didn't smile.
But he isn't here today.
Frank Bronner.
All right. Further discussion, House Bill 2732. Representative Baum, you've moved it to the floor. Is there hearing no further discussion? Clerk, call the roll. House Bill 2732.
Great. Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Mr. Chair?
Aye. Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman,
I don't believe we adopted the amendments.
I withdraw that motion, excuse me.
Yes, Representative Baum.
We're sorry. We're in the middle of the roll call. I imagine can we just.
The dash twos had not yet been amended. Regret that.
Move the dash twos to the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Council. Discussion on the dash twos? Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none, they are adopted. Now the motion on the bill has amended. Representative Baum to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk will call the roll. 2732.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri? Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2732 passes the floor. Representative Clark will be asked to carry that bill. Thank you. Close work session. House Bill 2732. Open a work session. House Bill 3520. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3520 makes several revisions relating to tort claims against public bodies. They're dash one amendments, which need to be adopted. With the amendments, the bill will provide that claims under the Oregon Tort Claims Act may be made only against the state and not against its employees or officers. It adds language to assist in the definition of discretionary duties or functions, makes it clear that statutes of limitations are included in those statutes which bar claims under the Tort Claims Act, provides that public officials are not liable for damages arising from parole and related decisions, decisions of the Psychiatric Security Review Board, actions of the Department of Insurance and Finance relating to the insurance and securities laws, and also for actions related to audits of state agencies.
Thank you, Council. Discussion, House Bill 3520, recognizing that the dash ones need to be amended into the bill. Discussion of the amendments, discussion of the bill. Representative Sinceri moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 3520. Discussion of the amendments. Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none, they are adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Representative Sinceri moves. Representative Sinceri moves House Bill 3520 as amended to the floor. Do pass the recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 3520 has passed the floor. Representative Edmondson.
Bless his heart.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
Close the work session. House Bill 3520. Open a work session. House Bill 2451. Council?
You just making sure we're awake.
Yes, I did. I got to talk to my friend, Jim.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2451 changes the requirements and timelines for individuals who are held when they in mental health facilities if they are found unfit to proceed in a criminal case. And the bill does three things. It deletes the requirements that criminal charges be dismissed, clarifies that the burden of proof is preponderance of an evidence, and decreases the period of time to 3 years. There are -1 amendments that require adoption.
Representative Mason, to your bill.
Excuse me? Discussion, House Bill 2451. Discussion, Representative Johnson?
I just like to ask the committee members where the police, was there any opposition from any of the police agencies or anything on this?
Opposition?
DA's bill.
The DA's bill.
Yeah, it'd be tough for the police
pro
to have any...
Pro-prosecution bill, Representative Johnson.
They could don't do worry.
Just want to know the facts.
Thank you, Representative Johnson. Further discussion? Is there a motion on the bill?
Motion on the amendments.
Is there a motion on the amendments?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Mannix.
I move the amendments.
Representative Mannix moves -1 amendments, House Bill 2451. Discussion of the -1s. Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none, they are adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Representative Mannix moves House Bill 2451 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none, clerk, call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
No.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Cinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. House Bill 2451 is passed to the floor. Representative Clark, please carry that bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session. House Bill 2451. We'll now go back to a work session. Open a work session. House Bill 3520. Council. Excuse me. Open on 3283.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3283 requires corporations formed to conduct political activity to inform the Secretary of State of their shareholders' expenditures and contributions, and also in its current form would prohibit campaign contributions to and solicitations by state office holders after the polls close on election day until the end of the legislative session. The committee needs to adopt the -A3 amendments. Also included in your packet are the -A5 amendments, which have been prepared at the request of Representative Edmondson. Those amendments would discourage carrying over cash from political campaigns by taxing them.
Thank you, Council. Representative Edmondson and I have had lengthy, meaningful discussions. And last night, it dawned on both of us we should reach compromise. That has been the essence of this committee, this entire session.
Right before Hall? No.
Therefore, we're going to ask the committee to indulge us in a procedure we haven't done this session, and that is to actually ask you to amend something in full, given our time frame and given the fact, if you all agree to this. And that is that we will continue to leave in the form that the subcommittee worked the original bill brought up to us by Representative Dwyer in that form. We only improved it in our judgment. The additional amendments will be somewhat those that I proposed, only the time frame for cutting off solicitation for campaign funds will not be 8 p.m. on election night. It'll be 21 days after, which coincides with the reporting period now in the statute. Right now, you all may know you have a post-election report that can be filed no sooner than 21 days after the election, not later than 30 days after the election. Therefore, this would capture and cause to be fully disclosed to the public, if they are interested, all of your new friends that you get after winning when you weren't expected to win. And In any event, that, I think it's a good compromise. I recommend it to the committee if you will allow us to suspend the rules in order to make an amendment at full committee.
We don't make a habit of it, Mr. Chairman.
Well, this would be my impression and intention. This will be the last time. Even though this will probably be the most contentious issue we will have to deal with.
No objection, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Then Representative Edmondson will move the... well, let's move the A3s, and then we'll amend the...
Okay, move the
Representative Edmondson moves the dash A3s to House Bill 3283. Is there objection? Hearing none, they are adopted. A further amendment, Representative Edmondson, is to change the 8 p.m. to 21 days in that conceptually amended form. All right. Thank you. Representative Edmondson, is there objection to the further amendment? Hearing none. One, two, three, four. Thank you, Holly. It is adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Thank you. Representative Edmondson moves. House Bill 3283 to the floor. Do pass recommendation as amended. Further discussion?
One question.
Representative Sinceri.
Does this now eliminate the tax?
Yeah, but only seven of us here.
On campaign funds that are left.
That is not a part of this bill.
That was the A5 amendments, which I do not intend to move.
Mr. Chairman, I was just checking to make sure everybody's all right in this bill, because we're down to seven, I believe.
The comfort margin is apparently there, secured. If no further discussion, the bill has been moved to the floor as amended. Clerk, call the roll. House Bill 3283.
Representative Bauman?
Where are we? Who'd you call?
Bauman. I'm thinking.
Oh, do you want to come back to you?
She come back to me.
All right.
Representative Clark?
There he is.
Representative Clark?
Hi.
Hi.
That means, yes, you are Representative Clark.
Representative Edmondson.
Aye.
Representative.
Oh, there we go. Here's another.
Aye.
Representative Mannix.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Sinceri.
Aye.
Representative Baum.
Representative
Baum.
No.
What?
Change to yes.
Representative Bauman.
Aye.
You want to wait?
Aye.
I said aye.
Aye.
Oh, you said aye. Thank you.
Did you call me?
Chair Miller.
Yeah, I'll vote aye. Thank you. No, you don't. That's right. We'll close the work session. House Bill 3283 has passed the floor. We will close the work session. House Bill 3283. I'll be glad to carry it. Thank you. We will open a work session on Senate Bill 32. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 32 was introduced at the request of the Department of General Services. What it does is merely transfer the responsibility for distribution of handgun and firearm registers from the state printer office, which now has responsibility for distributing nothing else but this, to the state Office of State Police, because they're in a better position to distribute it and, in fact, are responsible for collating the information subsequently. No amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 32 to the floor with due pass recommendation.
Representative Sinceri moves Senate Bill 32 to the floor, due pass recommendation. Boom. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk, call roll. Senate Bill 32.
Anyway. Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Mannix?
Okay. Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri? Chair Miller?
Oh, yes. Votes aye. Senate Bill 32 is passed to the floor. Representative Bauman?
Yes.
We'll carry that bill. Thank you very much. Close the work session. Senate Bill 32. Open a work session. Senate Bill 194. Council?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this committee has dealt with this issue previously, which is eluding a police officer. This committee passed House Bill 2841, which went to the floor and then was subsequently referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. What this bill does, in its current form, and there are two amendments that need to be adopted, is create a Class A misdemeanor offense of eluding a police officer after exiting a vehicle, as opposed to using a new offense, which is distinguished from eluding an officer in the vehicle. The committee deleted a two-day minimum jail sentence for convictions of attempting to elude a police officer. This was an attempt to enhance the penalties rather than having it as a C felony. And the committee also deleted the specific provision that the person must exit on and leave on foot.
Mr. Chairman, I move the amendments.
Discussion on Senate Bill 194. Representative Mason moves the dash A2 amendment, Senate Bill 194. Is there discussion? Is there objection to their adoption? Hearing none, they are adopted. Further motion on the bill is amended. Representatives Mason.
Move it to the floor. Do pass as amended.
Representative Mason moves Senate Bill 194 as amended to the floor. Do pass recommendation. Further discussion? Hearing none. Clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yeah.
Representative Bauman?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 194 is passed to the floor. Representative Sinceri, please carry that bill. Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Close the work session. Senate Bill 194. Representative Mason?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was pausing that. Last night, one of my Anglophile friends informed me that instead of voting aye and nay over there in the House of Lords, maybe we could suggest that they vote content and not content.
Content and not contempt.
I have real problems.
Content. Okay. Content.
Yeah, content and not.
We'll go to the next one.
I have real problems.
So we'll open a work session, Santa
also,
Bill.
Content. Content is an easy misinterpretation.
Relative to what?
Couldn't we just use white smoke?
Mr.
White
Chairman,
smoke?
I call for the question.
You're not
Anglophilia
content.
Anglophilia is against the law in the state of Oregon.
Open a work session, Santa Bill. 7-2-2. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 722 reduces the statute of limitations for suing architects and other building professionals, sets a statute of limitation for suing trustees,
okay,
and then adds in all of the provisions of House Bill 2721, which passed this committee unanimously and passed the floor unanimously. It was heard on Wednesday in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but has not yet passed from that committee.
Well, a shocking development. Right. Discussion on Senate Bill 722. Representative Mannix.
I missed the last part from counsel. House Bill 2721 was heard Wednesday in the Senate Judiciary Committee. My understanding is that although a hearing was held, the bill has not yet moved on.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask the indulgence of the committee for a procedure you used a few minutes ago, and I'd like to explain it.
Representative Mannix.
Senate Bill 722, we had one change that we made in the committee that we might want to revisit. We changed from 10 years to 6 years, something which had been agreed upon in the Senate and which was a key element and passage in the Senate and which would lead to non-concurrence in the bill if we leave it with the change of 10 years to 6 years. Rather than send it back to subcommittee for that single change, I would prefer to have us simply make that change here. Also, the House bill which we've added to this with the agreement of senators, although it was heard in the Senate on Wednesday, I find that it has, I'm advised, it has a very nice relating clause and may end up being used for other purposes over in the Senate, which means that the bill that is over there may end up not having its current contents in it. Not for any nefarious purposes, but just because there are other things that may be happening to it. It's certainly going to be held for the time being. What I'm getting around to is, I would like to see us change the undoing of the deal that occurred from the 10 to 6 and just do it here and put it back to 10 years. It was one change we made. We discussed it. We were kind of up in the air about it in subcommittee. And so I would move to amend the bill to put the 6 years back to 10 years on the one line where we talk about a statute of ultimate repose.
Well, Representative Mannix, you moved to suspend our rules in order to amend in a substantive way a bill at the full committee level. Is there objection to that motion? Hearing none. Representative Mannix, your amendment?
To change the ultimate time frame from 6 years to 10 years, which is the way it was when it came over from the Senate, but to otherwise adopt the A5 amendments.
All right. Representative Mannix moves the adoption of the dash 85 or 5 amendments with the additional amendment expanding from 6 years to 10 years the time frame.
Yes.
Correct? Discussion of the amendments. Is there objection to the adoption of the amendments? Hearing none, they are adopted. Representative Mannix, a further motion on the bill as amended.
Move the bill as amended to the floor, do pass.
Representative Mannix moves Senate Bill 722 to the floor, do pass the recommendation as amended. Further discussion? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Representative Baum?
Yes.
Representative Baumann?
Aye.
Representative Clark?
Aye.
Representative Edmondson?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Mannix?
Aye.
Representative Mason?
Aye.
Representative Sinceri?
Aye.
Chair Miller?
Votes aye. Senate Bill 722 is passed to the floor. Representative Mannix be asked to carry that bill. Thank you. Close the work session.
Chairman,
Senate Bill 722.
Can I just clarify one point for the record for council?
Representative Mannix?
There's two references to 6 years. The reference that I'm talking about is the one that was on line 19 of the A. and Gross Senate Bill 722. It was 10 years there, and we want to return to that 10 years. I'm not trying to change the other 6 years.
Correct. Thank you very much, Representative Mannix, for that clarification. We have one more bill on the schedule. Representative Johnson wishes to change his vote on Senate Bill 32, which will not change the outcome. That's my understanding. Is there objection to Representative Johnson being allowed to change his vote? Will not change the outcome? If none, Representative Johnson, how do you vote now on Senate Bill 32, excuse me?
Nay.
Nay?
Nay, no.
Not content.
Thank you, Representative
Wrong
Johnson.
With the bill.
All right. Representative Mannix,
Representative
we know
Brian,
where Bulldog is.
He is down in Ways and Means, and he is in the middle of testimony down there.
Some roadblocks.
Yes.
We think so.
Thank
you. Oh, my gosh.
Really being nice today.
Well, we'll take a chance. All right. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2584. Council.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2584 creates a pilot program that allows the Motor Vehicles Division to set up checkpoints to evaluate motorist sobriety. You need to move the Dash 1 amendments. There is a new fiscal impact statement. It is indeterminate, though I'm unable to tell whether it's indeterminate in the same sense that Representative Mannix's bill this morning was indeterminate, or whether it was more like Representative Baum's bill this morning that was indeterminate.
Oh,
well, that should be no problem then.
It seems. It seems
thank
that
you.
Our
thank you, counsel.
Mr. Chairman, it seems that our counsel is indeterminate.
Mr. Chairman,
content.
Said the same as being unemployed.
Representative Mannix.
This is truly indeterminate and probably nil, but I can explain that. First, I'd move the.
I'm sure you could.
The committee. We have the dash one amendments to move, and I move the dash one amendments.
Representative Mannix moves the Dash 1 amendments, House Bill 2584. Discussion. Is there objection to their adoption?
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Representative Mason.
I think before he moves them, there's one little word on page, Representative Mannix, on page 3, line 7.
Uninformed officers.
No. I think that should probably be DMV personnel. Or it should be people manning the roadblock, shouldn't it? Instead of uniformed officers, it should just be persons staffing.
Yes, persons staffing. Yeah, that. And I'm not getting picky. It's just that I think that
persons staffing the checkpoint.
Yeah.
And marked official vehicles.
Yeah. Okay. That's just one thing.
That's the only place that appears.
Yeah, and where, and I, editorial discretion for any place else that inadvertently appears.
Yeah.
I think, I'm sure that that was just overlooked when they redrafted these.
Representative Bauman?
Oh, never mind, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Bauman.
Oh, Representative Bauman.
Further discussion?
It's on the bill of the amendments.
The amendments.
Well, I just want to say that I'll, I won't...
The amendments?
With the bill of amendments, I don't care. The amendments are the bill. I think this is a terrible piece of legislation, not because that it has anything to do with the sobriety, the idea of checkpoints. I don't care if they're manned by boy and girl scouts. It's a stupid idea. But I will vote to allow this stupid bill to go to the floor.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Johnson?
How you really feel about it?
I would encourage Representative Edmondson to join the absent Representative Parks, and I think still the present Representative Bauman and me in choosing not to send it to the floor, because I too think that it's a bad idea. We don't want to start having checkpoints and set up and roadblocks that ordinary people who've done nothing wrong have to stop and face interrogation.